Hi friends, I'm Professor Ashish Hathi. I'm taking you through a subject of marketing management. This is chapter 6, product decisions under marketing. Remember, we have studied 4 P's of marketing. Product is the first one. We are going to study these entire aspects in detail. Let's set the learning objective. Essentially, we need to understand what the product is. There is a concept of product mix, product life cycle, and understanding of brand positioning, though we have studied a bit earlier also. So let's get into understanding this entire subject quickly. So what is a product? In marketing, please remember the terminology product and service both are equivalent to each other kind of thing. Service is another replication of product channel. So we are not getting into understanding too much about service as such, but it is essential that I make a clear understanding for you. So at times whenever I have used product as a word, please consider product stroke service, and I may not have everywhere written things like this. So product is what? An article or a substance which is generally getting manufactured, clothes, cars, snakes, etc. It satisfies the desire or the want or the need of a customer. So I need to connect with my friends, so mobile is there. Something has to get hot quickly, so microwave oven is there. So it satisfies that aspect of the consumers. Service, which is another aspect, so another side of the same coin, which is product. Service is a means of delivering value to the customers by facilitating an outcome. Customer gets it without actually the ownership of a specific good. So beautiful thing about this is that customer may not own anything. Nothing is in his physical possession, but yet he got what he wanted. I wanted to deliver my daughter's admission form to the university abroad in London. Yeah, DHL provided me that service, timely delivery. Or I want to do my makeup or my facial, etc. I go to the parlor where I get this thing serviced. So I don't carry anything with me after the service is completed, but I served my purpose. So that's what is also a product in its sense. And so product or service, this is what essentially it means. So let's understand the product in little greater details. With consumer wants and when he gets acquires a financial ability, he gets into the mold of, as I told you, the tension builds, and then tension he gets into compels him to take the action, which is like when he has a financial resource with him, he will get into acquisition of the product or take the services, which will ultimately add up to the satisfaction. When he gets a value out of it, he gets very satisfied about it. So what a marketeer does, so product generally has a 4 kind of a value associated with it, which a marketeer can create: functional value, monetary value, social value, and psychological value. So let's understand this little better. Functional value is to do with the product, each function of the product, the feature that is provided in that helps customers to use that feature to his advantage. So product with various features given offers a functional value. Monetary value is like I got more than what I thought I should pay for, or I got more than what I paid for, or I am very happy about this product, etc. So that's a monetary value that he is reflecting about. Social value, like does it convey my status, my prestige, my pride to the others in the society, the outsiders, etc. Then that's a social value that my product is offering. A psychological value, it's like I feel arrived, I feel very happy possessing that product. So that's into the psychological state of value addition in my possessions, and I feel proud about my possessions. So that's what is a psychological aspect of a value addition. So value is a critical aspect of any product. Product without value probably means nothing. Functionally it may be yes, but value is we have understood the customer value concept. This is taking this further or bringing that concept here in your understanding of product. Better value in product can be offered if the need of the customers are understood well. Herbal toothpaste, now it has become a rage, because people are getting slowly concerned about using a lot of unnatural products, etc. And therefore the consciousness about herbal, this thing is grown in our country like India. Fire retardant wires, now you see RR cable and those kind of products, they convey very firmly that it's a fire retarding wire, so it doesn't spread the fire as such. Expected to provide better value proposition. Value proposition when added, it will increase the value proposition of your product, and therefore it needs an understanding of a psychographic customer behavior, buyer behavior profile. value offering and its link with the psychography is very crucial, and therefore primary research and various deeper research are needed to really understand how certain psychographic aspects influence consumers' buying behavior. You have studied this in chapter 2. Is she buying out of utility or convenience or economy? So what is it that is the reason? Today you see the online purchase is a race because it is both economy and convenience. I don't know whether you are now consciously studying the price, but I have often now come across an incidences where now I find online price is higher than the retail price. It has happened with me in case of mixture. It has happened with me in one or two other products where you now it is like gone into our mind that online is always cheaper. I think that phase is probably gradually moving out. And so, but anyhow, that's what the growth of online has become because of economy and convenience both. So what is the value in product? That is what I'm trying to explain you. It helps you to develop right marketing communication to connect better with the target customer and get the desired response. Desired response is the crux of your marketing communication. So value brings in that desired response. So let's continue to understand the product. Product which is a foundation of a strong brand. Yani if you have a good product is the foundation of any strong brand. Brand built on product with functional benefit, functional value and other innovative features, etc. will always build the utility of the brand or the image of the brand. Selecting product benefits or the value load. So what is the product benefit or the value that you are going to offer in your overall product offer that develops the pull. Pull is the crux of the marketing. Marketing is there to create pull. Sale is supposed to be pushing the product sale. Marketing is supposed to create the pull. That's a very important thing that you need to learn. Product level helps you to tap a larger and wider market. So when you create product levels, Maruti 800, then Alto, and then Maruti Desire and all this, it even within that, then there are range. You know, they have a VX, XL, DL, etc. They kind of create within that range with certain features are added more. It is ultimately to help you serve larger market. People may offer and they are okay with certain features if made available in their car. So you offer them a low-end product or a high-end product. So that's what product level we will understand. Product portfolio dynamics. So what is that? That is product mix. We will try to understand in that there's a line width and you know that concepts are there. So as we move forward, we need to really understand that. Packaging also plays a role of the product. So we will try and understand that which is a trial pack, repeat purchase, etc. So we'll try to understand how that is. Product lifecycle management is a critical aspect of product management. We will try and understand that. And a new product. So when a new product is ready, and so it's a matter of providing learning, diffusion, and adoption process to be followed. And we will try to see that how that is going to happen. Maybe in the subsequent chapter, but this is about the new product that we have. So product as a whole, these are the aspects that needs to be covered. As a marketing manager that you are in, as a role. So product decisions, what kind of product decisions dimension we will try to study. Here is a chart for you. Target market, you have decided your target market, you have to bring in your 4 P's. So where it is the 4 P's, product, price, placement and promotion, etc. Under product, then these are the decisions that come in. The dimensions of decisions are product ideas, brand, package and warranty. Product ideas are what product features, benefits, product levels and product mix, etc. So we are going to study them. Brand, so we will understand about a brand, though we have studied this earlier as well. We will understand the other aspect of branding here in this. Package, and so package for protection, is it the only role? No, package is also for promotion, package is also for enhancing the utility, package is also there to help customer economize, package is also there to help customer try your product. So you see the sachet or small packs made available. Warranty is also one of the important product decisions. So whether you want to give no warranty, extended warranty, cheaper warranty for longer time, those aspects. So these are the decision dimensions. So let's come to the first understanding, which is the level of products. Why the levels are required in the product? Because things are changing so fast. Customer needs are also evolving on the other side. So essentially you try to grab the market or retain your market in your hand. If you don't do, somebody else does. You want to create more value in your product as an offering. That's the reason also why the value is created. More differentiation has needed in the market. So for you to create really a competitive differentiation, advantage over competition, you try to create product labels. So that's the crux of why the product labels are needed. Let's understand different product labels. As there is an example coming in, so you may find at times little faster. The need of an hour is that if I spend more time where I have to and where I need to be little quicky, I am trying to take things, you know, with the basic understanding given. So different product levels are, customer needs are evolving. Therefore, you use product level as your strategy, add value to it. What you do is monetize. So ultimately, you get more volume and therefore you are able to monetize. The five product level model is a very apt way to understand these product levels. We will study this as we move forward. At each product level, more customer value gets added. That's the reason, another reason why the product levels are generally thought by the organizations. So let's study this five levels. One is the core benefit. Core benefit is the purpose for which the product exists. So here, say like if I take as a car as a this thing, then the mobility is the core benefit. So it still may not be a product, but it's a core benefit. That's the first level. You determine for what your product exists. The basic product, that is the first level of the actual product, which has a core benefit in it, plus certain basic features are provided of the product. Therefore, a tangible product is made and evolved. So here actual physical product come into existence. Expected product. So next is the expected product with what are the few additional need of a customer which can be covered in it by offering them. It need not be linked to the product, but yes, these are some of the additional need which gets covered and therefore it's an expected product. So now what we do is we study this as we move forward in the next slide. Expected product includes aspects like features. So these are the part of the product. So maybe better functionality is added into it. Packaging, how do you provide this product as it could be color, it could be size, packaging is not necessary what you pack into, but that's how, so it should be dual tone seat or, you know, single color or whatever these things. So design, essential differentiation categories that you can create by offering a different design. Quality, the durability that you can assure, and the brand, critical aspect of any brand. A product, that successful brand that you can build for it. So how good your brand is recognized and what for it is recognized. So here is an example which I thought I will probably offer you a better understanding. So this is a product different level. Here we are covering only up to the expected product level. Now I have taken a Maruti Alto as a example. So you see in the center, core benefit is the vehicle or the mobility. There is to be a mobility vehicle. So that's a core benefit. Then the basic product is evolved, which is the car which has been developed as an Alto. So Alto basic level, and then to that you add certain additional aspects, which is what is covered here. Features. So I add a compact mileage, seating, luggage, space, etc. in a vehicle. So that's a feature I have added. Or a packaging. Three different models, seven different colors. So that's a packaging. Packaging, as I was telling you, not necessarily wrapping. It is what additional way in which you are offering it. So seven different colors, two types of upholstery, as I told you, single tone, dual tone, etc. The design, hatchback, tall and look compact. So it is hatchback, it looks tall, yet it is a compact vehicle. So that's the design aspect which I have offered to my customer. Quality, it is like ARI approved, essential safety norms are all in place. So what is ARI is a government of India's body which certifies the car to be quality product. And then the brand is ultimately the Maruti brand, leader in people's car mobility and people's mobility through a car. So that's Maruti, what it stands for. So we have covered up to what is expected product level. We move next, and then comes the augmented product level. When customers higher end needs, you feel more needed in that, which is even a part of the desire fulfillment. When they are involved into your product development, it is known as an augmented product that you have developed for. Potential product level is when developed product level is incorporating best-in-class technology, innovativeness, high-end features, and maybe certain commercial terms, out-of-box commercial terms. So I remember, Mahindra & Mahindra offering buyback, assured buyback after 4 years, with the assured value. So this is like, okay, you have gone into a level above, which is a potential product level. We'll understand this with the example again, friends. Here we have covered up to say expected product level for sure. Now what you see is the augmented product level. Augmented product level, I have given you an idea of a delivery. So authorized dealership, paper, insurance, puja, celebration, everything is done at one place. Yeah. Okay, later comes the warranty. So I have offered you a warranty support. So 1 year against manufacturing and then extended on additional payments. So I am offering you that option. Services after free, after sales, 6 services I am offering you. Then comes the payment. So lower down payment, easy EMI. So that I have offered you. And then comes the, installation is also one of the important factors. So accessories, home delivery, product app, there is a service app downloaded when sales consultant reaches your home to deliver the product or when you are at the show to collect your car, etc. So all these are installations, as we say, as one of the features of the augmented product. Potential product is one level above, which as I told you, innovativeness, etc. So in this case, probably it is a, say like hydrogen or say hybrid model is a potential product, and it may have certain additional commercial terms and certain other additional aspects added to it. So we have understood various levels of the product, which is an essential strategic aspect of any product decisions, one of the P of marketing management. Product lines and product mix. So that's a second understanding that is needed, as to after we understand the product, you need to understand product lines and product mix. So let's move to understand this. Here there is a conceptual representation there. So product items, you have various product items. There are specific items, soaps, shampoos, ketchups, detergents, etc. So these are the product items. Product items, when they grouped logically, then it becomes a product line. We will understand this better with the next slide. And then the mix, all these product lines that gets organized as one product level above, it is known as a product mix. So for each product, there are different brands, different variants possible, different pack sizes are possible, multiple products in the same size is possible. All that is known as a product mix of the organization. Product mix understanding needs an understanding of another three aspects. A set of all products offered to the for sale by the company of various product lines. So consists of beauty creams, beauty products, hair care products, dental care products, body care, personal hygiene products, food products. So these are all like various product lines that is there. Now the product mix understanding also needs an understanding of what is width. Width is a number of different product lines. So we will understand this in the next graph. Length means total number of items in a specific product lines. So that's a length. And depth is variant of the product exists within the product line. Consistency is how closely these product lines are related to each other. So that's a consistency of a product mix. So let's see the next graph. So we want to understand what is product mix. So that understanding is offered to you using the Hindustan Unilever's mix available to us in front of you. This is the Hindustan Unilever's product mix. Again, you see that there are two major categorization, home and personal care products, and second is the beverages. Now under home and personal care, they have different products lines. So that is a personal care, laundry, skin care, makeup, hair care, etc., oral care, and then deodorants, etc. While in the beverages, they have a tea and coffee as this thing. Now I will give you a understanding of the various things that we have studied earlier, the line, the depth, etc., the width, etc. So first you see this is product lines. So each vertical thing, personal wash, laundry, skin care, hair care, oral care, deodorants, tea and coffee is a product line of a Hindustan Lever. Product width is, now in this case it is 8. So each line total, this thing gives the product width. So total product width of the Hindustan Unilever is 8. Product lines we have understood, product width we have understood. Product length, so that product length is 3 in this case of, so 3 products under say laundry. Surf Excel, Veem and Rin. So that's way. This thing, then under the skin care, Fair and Lovely, Ponds and Vaseline. So that's how hair care, there is Sunsilk and another product. So that's product length. So how many products under each product line gives the length of the product. Depth of Surf Excel, So each of this thing will then have a depth. Surf Excel is available in 1 kg, 5 kg, 10 kg, refill pack, etc. So that gives the depth to the product mix. So this is what is the understanding of the product mix. Under that, what is product line, product width, product depth, etc. We have understood. Consistency is how these are related. So now as you can see in the personal care, there is a good consistency. In the beverage, again, there is a good consistency. Tea, coffee, literally go hand in hand. Okay, between the personal care and beverages, there may not be consistency, and they are two distinctly different product line. But that's a decision that HUL took with lot of understanding, because ultimately you want more share of same consumer's pie. And so those who become favorable to your product in one category may prefer to go to the next. So Lipton and those this thing, you will start preferring, you know, buying those products from Hindustan Unilever. So these are little other strategic reasons why such things happen. So I give you a complete understanding of what is product mix and then various things aspects there. The consistency, again, I have shown you out here. Under these two, there is an aspect of consistency there. So few strategic possibility based on the product mix that is available to you. For each thing we will take. So if it's a width, so what are the strategic possibility with the width that you can achieve? So get the share of consumption, get the share of household spend, get the leverage the brand popularity. So this is a width, as you know. So how the come that happen? Yani, so share of consumption. So guy who starts using your hair care, then starts moving your skin care, starts moving your laundry consumption, etc. So what is happening is you are getting share, more and more share of my consumption spend that I am doing. Get the share of household spend. Yani, so overall my household spend. So household spend is like each household will have need for the wash, each household will have need for you know, oral care, etc. So when such product gets added, maybe the wife may not use my toothpaste, yani, but she is using my skin care, or she is using my other laundry products, etc. So my household share of pie also increases. And I leverage my brand, HUL, Hindustan Unilever, I leverage my brand. I leverage Fair and Lovely, I leverage Surf, etc. So that it allows me to leverage my brand, that is a strong brand that I occupy. What under the product lens, and what are the strategic this thing available to you? Different product, you offer different products under the same line, products for different segments, product for different uses. So as I can see the line, and if I take a laundry, you have Surf one end, you have wheels on the other end, and you have another products there also, Rin, which is also Hindustan Unilever. Now look at it, yani, okay, bhai, it is now, if we go back to this, okay, different products are offered so that you get a different target segment being attacked. Yani. So low income group will use probably Rin, the others may prefer you, little conscious about hands and all will use wheel, may not be Surf. And those who are able to afford a detergent like Surf, etc., will start using Surf. So you have covered different category, different uses, different segments of the market also very well. So that's the lens. Product depth, and when you say you are able to offer more color, fragrance, flavor, so people's interest remains, more people come to try it, etc. Different pack size enables a guy to economize also at his end, the way he wants to economize. And continue to use your brand. Okay, he may start with the lower pack size to try, because he is into the trial stage, he wants to be sure about your product, etc. So all those aspects are taken care of by your being able to create a depth for yourself. Type of pack, so there is a refill pack. So after you have gotten one particular solid pack from the organization, then there is an offer of refill packs. So what happens is the refill packs are cheaper. So person is, consumer is able to economize, and yet he uses your old bottle or your old pack, which is a solid pack, to get the same benefit. So ketchup, ketchups are available also in the refill pack. So after you have purchased ketchup bottle, you have a refill pack available. So you refill the pack into the glass bottle and use it. Yeah, your quality will not suffer and you continue to use the same product. Offering choices, yani. You are offering choice, yani. Fragrance, flavors and all, offer a choice to the consumer. So his variety seeking feeling gets fulfilled. Yani. So that's the beauty of product depth. So we have understood the whole concept of product mix and how relevant it is in the understanding of a P as a one of the four P's of marketing, product. Now let's understand the another aspect of product, which is the life cycle of the product. So first understand what is product life cycle. You are introducing a product, your growth is slow, then your product starts finding lot of acceptance, you are started getting lot of, your communication is breaking, your advertisements are coming, your offers are getting rolled out, you get a huge traction, and many people start buying. So you see a very growth phase over a period. Then later what happens, the usage starts tapering or customers start moving out of your product or your car brand, etc. So you see a kind of a slow pace of growth. So that's where the maturity comes in. Maturity, even there's a gradual decline which starts. So that's the maturity stage. Slow growth to a decline start is a stage of maturity, and then you see a decline happening of your product volume. So that's a product life cycle. So entire intro to decline and you're terminating the product is considered as the time, is considered as a product life cycle. So it has to do with the time frame and the sales volume that you garner. So these are the two tangents on which the product life cycle is monitored. It allows a marketing guy, it gives him a lot of perspective, strategic perspective, and we will study this, some of them, as we move forward. How do you identify at what stage of product life cycle are you? So of course you have to plot your, over a period you have to plot your sales volume. So sales volume is something that helps you to plot, but initially in the introduction phase it will be slow, but it takes a momentum when it is growing, stagnating on maturity and declining at the end. Investment cost initially very high, you have to continue spend even during the growth phase. Later on your investment starts going down, investment cost has to come down, or it starts going down. Competition, low or no competition when you are entering, then the competition intensifies because they also try and come with the similar or same products. Maturity, the competition reaches the peak, each one is trying to pull others down. Decline also, competition is very high. So it's a challenge to even maintain your, fortify your decline. Profit initially very low, then it goes high. You earn high profit during growth phase. Even maturity yields you the required profit, but during the decline phase, then because you have to extend the decline phase, slow it down, you invest a lot, you offer a lot, etc. So therefore your margin will come down, profit will come down. So these are the identifying criteria. Available choices during this, so now I am not getting into telling you the choices available at each stage, but decline stage is a very important stage. So what you have to do during the decline stage, you have a choice to maintain the product in the market. So to maintain the product means you have to invest into it. How it is done, things like offer, discount, bundle packs, and that kind of way people try to still continue have the product in the market and get the required volume, though it may be lower than the original volume. Harvest the product. So you do it in such a way that you are moving out of the product by last moment, a benefit that you can get, making people buy it, and then you try to discontinue the product. So you harvest is like move away, and you are moving away, but at the same time you are trying to yield that last moment of volume and profitability. Discontinue the product. You decide that you want to discontinue. Harvesting requires you to pump in maybe the new product simultaneously and then gradually withdraw. Discontinue may be that, okay, you have no other alternative but to stop producing and selling the product. So that's a discontinuation. So these are the available strategic choices in the decline stage. Few representative strategies available to marketeer is put in out here for product pricing, place and promotion relevant to the four phases of the PLC. I will not take say one or everything, but say like for example during the introduction stage, product is high on MARCO, marketing communication, high on branding, and limited product length and the depth. But as you move forward in the growth, you add length and the depth. Again at the maturity stage, you again increase more of a depth, provide more features, etc. But in the decline stage, then you start to rationalize. You will only have one or two variants and not much of a depth or a line, etc. So that's how the movement happens. Strategic, this thing is available that way. In the introduction phase, you may do a penetrative pricing or maybe skimming. That's of course depending on the product, its innovativeness, etc. Then you get into as the demand comes, you start increasing price, add value and cream the market, etc. during maturity and growth stage. And finally, at the decline stage, it's a circumstantial. Yani you may either reduce price, reduce your margin, etc. So friends, this is the metrics that gives you indicative marketing strategies available to marketeer on all the four P's of product in a PLC stage, a different PLC stage.